Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
To the NutriMedical Report. One day after, 17 years earlier, the self-inflicted wound of 9/11. I don't see any even peep of any of the news media, including Donald Trump or anybody in the so-called establishment, talking about the fact that this was not a bunch of Muslim terrorists or actors, crisis actors, doing this. Many of them actually were never prosecuted, and some of their passports showed up in the debris at the World Trade Center, although they have no black boxes indicating there were no aircraft went into the buildings. What is amazing, this happened on Monday when I had on the program for a period of time, I had Cody Snodgrass. And Cody and I did a 2-hour, 6-minute video, which is up on YouTube and on Vimeo. And we simply showed a picture of his book. And we showed a text from a document I got in 1998 from a Finnish munitions expert that listened to my show about a dozen years ago. And actually sent me the documents where he was contracted by the Port Authority of New York to offer to blow up the World Trade Center towers, which are sick buildings with asbestos and mold. Would have cost $2 billion per floor to remediate them, remove the 2 inches of asbestos inside the building, on the girders, etc. And when I posted it up on YouTube, and I was about to send it over to Facebook, they banned it. And said, and I have the actual screenshot, due to nudity and sexual content. Well, maybe it's the nudity of exposing the nakedness of the criminals inside our government in the Special Activities Division, which they tried to contract Cody Snodgrass, a munitions expert on contract for the CIA and other agencies. The nudity of the scheme that they're not foreign terrorists, but the terrorists like the Toys R Us company that's no longer in business. I call it terrorists are us. What do you think of that term? Terrorists are us.
That could well be accurate. And, of course, you are, among other things, heard on the same radio outlet as Alex Jones. And that makes you, they just handed down an interdict against Alex Jones, meaning we don't care what he writes any longer. We're going to ban anything and everything he says, even if he reverses all his positions. He's just going to be banned as a person. He's going to be declared a non-person on our network or in our thing like Facebook or Google or whatever.
It's a new paradigm. I call it the alt-click paradigm. The alt-click paradigm is if you disappear from cyberspace, you no longer are a real virtual person, therefore you don't exist in our world.
Right.
Nasty, hey?
Well, I too have been writing about it, though not with the flourishes that you bring to language. But they have been trying to dehumanize people, and they're quite explicit about it now. You know, they don't want, from the beginning, the cry of the radical left was, do we want to not permit anything that normalizes Donald Trump, meaning that makes him seem like a human being or a wise leader or a successful guider of the economy or anything. We're simply going to write him out of history. And that's a theme we dealt with last week on here, part of their clearing the decks for President Nancy Pelosi, which is actually more possible than most people realize. All they have to do is let the Supreme Court declare its power to remove the Trump administration as illegitimate. That would mean not only President Trump, it would mean the Vice President. And if you can take both of them out, then in the order of succession, who is third? The Speaker of the House. Who has a reasonable chance to be Speaker of the House by next January? Nancy Pelosi. And so she could literally, you could have a Democrat made President of the United States by the Supreme Court.
Wow. I'll tell you the consequences of that. Firstly, they're going to raise taxes like crazy and kill the economy with regulations. Secondly, they're going to try to take our guns. Thirdly, they're going to try to force the national ID, which was pushed by George Bush, member of GOP globalists. And that includes forced vaccination and forced health care. Again, remember, socialized health care is toxic to your health. I call hangnail medicine at the speed of light. If you have anything serious or novel, to hell with you, literally. And I've seen it in Canada. I know, talking to my colleagues in Britain and elsewhere, socialized medicine kills you.
Well, once you create a welfare state, one of your first objectives is to make sure the average person who would be able to collect Social Security and so on doesn't live too long. Because beyond a certain age, you're just a net drain on the system.
Right.
And therefore, if, for example, someone such as yourself developed a pill, someone takes it, they're going to live to be 150, that is not good if they're allowed to retire at 65 or 66.
Well, let me take a smaller clip. Our latest advance, which is Red Deer Velvet DR, is the first nutraceutical in the world that brings you to the fetal state where you don't age. Now, if we only add, let's say, 5 years to the life of, say, seniors, this will bankrupt the United States in the next 10 years.
Right.
Just on one pill. We're not even talking about 10 years or 100 years or 20 years. Yeah. Right. And it's likely that a combination of technologies, including our epigenetic frequency treatment and stem cell therapies, etc., will actually, in the next 10 to 20 years, completely stop physiological aging. The only way you'll die is due to starvation, violence, and, of course, government edict, with SWAT teams coming to kill you in your home. That's the only way you're going to die in the future. Crazy, eh? What one are you still there? I have the feeling we lost our connection with Lowell, so let's reconnect. So here's where it's going. I got a call from Carla, as out in South Florida, and they poisoned Lake Okeechobee with the byproducts from their sugar industry and caused a massive surge of what's called dinoflagellates and bacteria, cyanobacteria, and people are dying of it. It causes neurotoxins that block specific receptors in the brain, domoic acid, and they wanted to have to know what to do. Well, the first thing is to stop poisoning the lake, Okeechobee. Use things to kill off the nanobacteria, such as ozonating the water. Use harmonic resonant treatment to actually knock out the pathogens, which I know how to do. You can actually hit the specific harmonic resonance of the pathogen, whether it's virus, bacteria, or dinoflagellate, and you can kill it in a very large area. The research on this has been worked on over 50, 60 years in Russia, and I am fully aware of the technology of how to do it. So we need to understand what's going on now. And, of course, the article that Lowell has, and I hope he's back here shortly, is the Democratic Party must change its name. And, of course, it smacks leftist, violent, racist tactics to lie and intimidate. Now, if they think that this is going to be met with no opposition, they're delusional. And just like Antifa is going to be met with violence from the just the normal population, let alone the right, you know, it doesn't need to be extreme right side people that are going to fight against Antifa. But what you're going to see in the next number of months, if the Democrats do take the House and start suing Donald Trump for the 100 suits for his family, his corporations, his hotels, etc., you're going to see states actually secede from the Union. You're going to see them leave the United States. And it won't take very long. Oh, I got Lowell trying to call me here, and I'm not sure exactly what's going on. Lowell, We lost you on the phone there. We're going to try to reconnect you from the studio, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye. So let's reconnect with Lowell. Obviously, we do have a loss of his phone connection there, and I know we're still connected at the studio. So, you know, it says getting a busy signal, no? No, he's available. Okay, do we have Lowell? Okay, so we're not going to say it's just socialist. Socialism is very different colors. The form of aggressive socialism the Democrats are pushing is a form of globalism, anti-nationalism. It's a form of total mind control as well, so you can't even have disparate viewpoints. Even among the left, they actually treat with disrespect those other people in the left or in the Democratic Party who don't agree with the extreme left or extreme globalism, open borders, getting rid of ICE, etc. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Lowell, and hopefully we won't have this call drop. I guess we're getting attacks from the cyber state, I call it, the cyber state. What do you think of that?
I think you're right.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back. So let's go through some of the specifics of your article, Lowell.
Oh, sure. Well, the theme of the article is simple, and that is some hoary in our laws, overseen by agencies like the Federal Trade Commission. There are rules that say you can't outright lie in an ad if you're a commercial company. I mean, you can't claim to be the opposite of what you really are.
Right.
And, I mean, even companies like Wonder Bread have been prosecuted under those laws in which they put out an ad showing that a child grows a foot in 10 seconds. And the government said, no, since you can't actually show us a child who's done that, you cannot put out such an ad. But the Democratic Party, miraculously, is able to put out lies using the name Democratic, when in fact everything they do now is classically anti-democracy and anti-democratic.
Right.
And so the mere use of the name, now that they're a socialist party officially, and when I say officially, I mean most Americans don't realize that ever since the 1984 election, the Communist Party USA has ceased running candidates of its own and has simply told its members to vote for the Democratic presidential candidate.
Right.
Now that suggests that the difference between the Communist Party and the Democratic Party has shrunk to the point so the Communist Party actually finds the Democratic Party's policies acceptable and is willing to vote for them, which I think is quite telling all by itself.
Well, when I see the eye movements and the hand movements of Ocasio Cortez, it shows me a person who is a narcissistic, manic depressive, psychotic, superior intelligence person who thinks that they know everything and can understand everything when they basically know nothing. The same thing with Bernie Sanders Claus when he gets his gruff face on, like an angry face. This guy should know better as a doctor. Socialized medicine is garbage. That's why, look at VA. The VA is the largest healthcare system in America, and it's a freaking mess. I call it the very awful hospital system, which is why Trump passed a ruling. If you can't get in to see a VA doctor within something like 8 days, you can go to see an alternative doctor, and of course, if you're not happy with their VA care, you can go elsewhere. And believe me, when I had vets that were tough, these are special forces, Delta guys, whatever, in my office, cry and bawl their head off about how badly they're being treated by the VA. Do you want that with regular health care? Again, let me tell you, I talk to Canadians every week about how disgusting the Canadian health care system and the British health care and the European health care systems are. They're mind-bogglingly evil. Okay? You got a hangnail, you get immediate care, you got something serious, to hell with you, literally.
Well, the main purpose of that kind of health system is to displace other health care and to make you dependent on the government for whatever you get, which then makes you a dependent voter, which then makes you basically helpless.
Right. Well, which is why they want you helpless, and they also want you defenseless. So if you're a 60-year-old male or a young female, you can't defend yourself because you can't carry a gun anymore, concealed carry, because they want you defenseless when they open the streets to the illegals that come near their known criminals.
And by the way, lest we forget, it was the Obama administration under Fast and Furious that was providing very serious weapons to the Mexican drug cartels that were crossing the border.
Right.
And that wound up killing some American agents. Guns provided by the Obama administration precisely so they could use that as an occasion to say, well, we need to ban gun sales in the U.S. because look where they end up. They ended up with Mexican gangs because the Obama administration intervened to make sure that's where the guns did wind up.
Right. In fact, that's why they didn't have any licensing and initials or serial numbers on the guns, because they came from our intel agencies and the Department of Injustice, I call it. And they didn't prosecute any of the Department of Injustice people. They're still walking around being consultants for California in their policies here in the state of California, I call it, or the alternate state of insanity. This, California is the worst example of how government can destroy liberty, autonomy, and personal choice.
Well, certainly you tax the bejesus out of people, you tax the bejesus out of businesses, and then you turn and say, you see, capitalism doesn't really work as it should. Well, no, because you've regulated, taxed it to death. If you just kept your filthy government hands off from it, it would work fine. And you know it would work fine, but you need someone to give you the money to operate your system.
Well, they couldn't have a bureaucracy. They couldn't have a bureaucracy. Even I saw a discussion on one of the Fox News shows that came up with a good idea. I saw one lady who actually was living in her car because she was going to get paid $7 a week from workers' comp, and they didn't pay her. And then she got offered a lump sum payment, but she was banned from ever talking about how Amazon treats her like a slave. And there's lots of people in Amazon. Well, he makes $11 million per hour, Mr. Bezos. His people, a lot of them are basically below the poverty line so far, they can't even see the line. And again, what Bezos is pushing for, socialized health care and socialized, you know, rent and everything else, because he wants the state to pay for it. Well, he walks away with trillions of dollars. The richest man on earth right now is Mr. Bezos.
He has to work a whole hour to make 11,000.
11 million.
11, I apologize. 11 million. That's
11 million. Well, by work, he has to supervise or inspire his other slave workers. Pretty nasty. And you see, all the businesses have been destroyed by Amazon. It's disgusting. By the way, a good example is they give supplements without any advice or testing. And as a result, people are left completely in the dark when they're ordering all kinds of different technology and supplements. They have no idea. Yeah, they're going to get a cut rate price because they force the supplier to hand over giant profits, which is why Amazon's getting so damn big. And it's destroying small business. It's destroying even healthcare, natural healthcare, because they have all this garbage out there that people have no discerning ability to take it. And they wonder how, you know, even among doctors it's complicated. So why would the public, going on an online service in a matter of click, 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 figure out exactly what they should take and how they should test to see if it's doing any benefit?
Yeah, I remember years ago, I used to be the science and health editor at Reader's Digest, and I remember one fellow telling me what a great price he was able to get on powdered ginger. And I said, of course you realize they can take the ginger root, squeeze every nutrient out of it, leaving only pulp, and then just chop up the pulp and sell that to you as ginger powder.
Right.
But in fact, it's de-gingered ginger powder, and that's true with a whole lot of herbal medications.
Right.
So you need someone you can trust, like nutraceuticals.
Yeah, like NutriMed, NutriMedical.com. Yeah. We have medical-grade nutraceuticals and testing to see if we gave it to you, whether you're trying to recover from cancer, you don't want a heart attack or stroke, or you don't want to be taking a whole pile of toxic drugs that make your last lives and years on earth miserable. And, you know, what's happening is, I call the misery state of these socialists is insane. And by the way, if they take over the midterms, the effect will be, as far as I'm concerned, the end, E-N-D, of America. And America will cease to exist. The last president will be Trump.
Well, Donald Trump needs to begin putting out some ads saying, okay, some of you don't like the way I talk. Some of you don't like the way I criticize. But there's a major rule of politics. Don't pay any attention to what I say. Pay attention to what I do. Right now, you have the best economy for black people, for brown people, for middle class, for working class Americans in history. We have actual results to show you.
Exactly.
So if you vote my people down, the people aligned with me, all that's going to end. Do you want the economy to crash or not?
It'll disappear like a morning vapor in Scotland.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Turn it a little bit. The superstorm that's going to strike southeast United States is totally avoidable. And I'm going to get into some high-tech technology. I'm not just Dr. Deagle, MD. I am an expert on quantum biophysics, astrophysics, and interdimensional, what's called torsion fields physics. Okay?
Oh, good. You can tell us why the National Solar Observatory was mysteriously closed days ago, just as a major geomagnetic storm was about to happen.
Right. Well, part of the problem is they don't want us to be aware that we're actually due as of September 2nd. It's the 1859 Carrington event, and we're likely to have another one probably in the next 5 to 10 years.
That and if it hits... The Carrington event, as I've written about, they were having telegraph shacks around the world catch fire and burn down.
Well, there are people burned their hands on holding the telegraph handle, and also even rail ties actually went on fire, believe it or not.
Oh, I don't doubt it, Nick. And people would report lightning jumping several feet from the telegraph system to their bodies and so on.
Now, one-third that strength back in the late 80s had a coronal mass ejection one-third the power of the Carrington, destroyed the James Bay Hydro Project, and it fried power lines going up hundreds of miles toward the James Bay, which at the time was the largest hydro project in the world. Now the largest one is in China. And because they had continuous lines...
You're talking about the Quebec Hydro shutdown, are you?
Exactly. And it knocked out power to America, especially the Northeast, for I think 2 or 3 days before they get even partial power back. But it actually completely fried the power grid system in the towers. I mean, the wires were completely liquefied. And the problem is, here's what's going on. If they use this thing called positron beam technology, you could steer these storms away, or using what's called torsion field technology, because they've inserted nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum in the upper atmosphere to turn it into a plasma. And using plasma physics, you can actually steer storm cells either together to form a pinwheel, or you can actually disperse them. I know exactly how the technology works. And there's absolutely no reason why with our satellite-based technology, which we've had it for decades, we can turn a storm away. Like the storm Katrina, literally, which is now 15 years ago, Katrina. The fact is, this is the largest storm to strike the United States north of Florida in American history, and it's going to be devastating. And now we've had one lady who called us this morning, and she was crying. She's in Durham, which I think is 120 miles inland, but there's going to be a lot of destruction, even if it's just continuous rain, because it's going to come in and sit in the southeast United States for probably up to 4 or 5 days, which, you know, it's bad enough to have super high winds and power outages and other things. It's quite another to have massive flooding.
And it's interesting that already Democratic congressmen are blaming Trump for the deaths and so on and the horror of the storm, for his lack of planning. This is even before the storm hit. They're already saying it's Trump's Katrina.
Well, I think, honestly, I would call the Democrats, I call them demon rats, have what's called Trump psychosis syndrome. They're so evil and twisted, they don't even try to put a proper spin on their lies so it's even reasonably, acceptably, you say, hey, that's a kind of a reasonable statement to make. It's not reasonable. It's complete pure insanity. It's like their cortex is liquefying. It's unbelievable. And
well,
to be honest with you,
advantage, as we've often discussed, they have a great advantage because half the people you pass when you're walking on the sidewalk, by definition, have an IQ of 100 or less.
It's not a matter of IQ, because I think of it this way.
No, but it's symbolic, because we're talking that is the constituency of the Democratic Party.
Well, actually, I would like to create a new type of test, not an IQ. I call it a curiosity index.
Okay.
And the curiosity index would not be an IQ test, which is a sort of work of puzzles. The curiosity index is you're willing to ask questions. Now, Ed Asner put out a movie on September 1st, and he had a bunch of psychotherapists and psychologists try to not delve into what, you know, the architects and engineers of 9/11, all the other things like I've proven, that the World Trade Center towers were actually destroyed by controlled demolitions by our Special Activities Division contracted to the Israeli Mossad, etc. No. He wanted to know why people don't even ask questions about 9/11. So Ed Asner, being a liberal, is more interested in knowing why people don't want to ask. The fact is that the curiosity index is so low, it's undetectable. So we're not talking about a law.
I have only one quibble, and that is Ed Asner is a proud, self-proclaimed member of Democratic Socialist of America. He's not liberal,
right.
He's a socialist.
Right. So what we have to understand here is people like Ed are missed, their questions are misplaced. Now, I tried to call him a number of times. He has not answered. I've talked to his media people. Because I'd like to get him on the program and ask him questions like, why would you start asking if you don't want to hear the answer? For example, even with other hosts on this network and elsewhere, people are terrified of Deagle. Can I guess why they might be terrified of Deagle when they want to put me in the box of, well, I'm just a functional medicine doctor or an MD? Or they want to put me in the box of, oh, he's just a family doctor. No, I'm an internal medicine. I'm a trauma doctor. I'm a surgeon. I'm a burn unit doctor. I'm a hazmat doctor working with the federal government. Okay? No, I now have one little hat. And the problem is they're terrified because I'm going to raise issues they don't want to hear. And so Ed Asner, I guarantee, will not respond to me because he doesn't want to just know psychologically why people don't want to question 9/11. He doesn't want to hear the answer that 9/11 was an inside job. And that's one of the reasons why Alex Jones got in trouble. Besides that, when I called Alex's show back in 2004, I got a call back from Butch Paugh, who had me on his show for a full hour. And a month later, I got a call from Ted Anderson. Now, I remember previously I had a show on Clear Channel called Laughter's the Best Medicine. I go down to the Denver studios every Wednesday for years with a comedian, Mark Allen Curry, who's an Emmy Award-winning comedian. We call the show Laughter's the Best Medicine. We try to make people laugh, tell them the truth, make them cry a little bit about reality, and give them alternative medicine as well as geopolitics. You know, try to... But I got a lot more serious after 1999 when I traveled to 42 cities in Israel, and people are terrified of Deagle. And guess what? It's justified. Because I'm going to tell you the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God, and I have the kind of intellect and ability and talents that you're not going to find average, and if you say something stupid, I'm not going to be kind to you. I don't leave captives. I will do an intellectual vivisection, an autopsy on you without anesthetic. Now, you know that's who I am. And I don't mind, and I'm not afraid to die either, which is why when I put out this video just yesterday, I got 105 hits already as of an hour ago, just on this video on YouTube, let alone Vimeo. And I got banned on Facebook for nudity and sexual content. The only nudity was the lies that they have. They're now exposed. That's the nudity that they're trying to cover up at Facebook. Pretty nasty, isn't it?
Yes, you're telling people the king really has no clothes on.
Now, you have to understand, do you think that other people, other hosts elsewhere, want to interview Dr. Deagle, except the really wacky, what I call conspiracy theory conferences would like to have me there, because they know that I'm a star. I've been around for a long time. I've been doing this show here in Genesis for 13 and a half years. They're terrified of Deagle because I bite. I have titanium claws intellectually, and I'm not going to be nice. If you say something stupid or deserves destruction, now, if you say something logical and you're a grandma and you want to know the answer to something, I'm there for you. I'll fight for you and I'll die for you. But if you try to take me down with atomic attacks or attack intellectually the validity upon which I make my statements about Oklahoma City and 9/11, you're going to pay for it. Same way as... People are terrified of that because they want to. I don't call it the news, I call it the snooze. They want to put people to sleep. The same way with a lot of alternative radio shows, they want to entertain you with their voice or their jokes or their other BS. Or they want to just copy me too. I'm a narcissist. I'm not a narcissist. And people say, well, you're arrogant. No, I'm not. It's called talented. Just like if you're a basketball player or a baseball player, I'm talented. I'm not arrogant. God's crushed me down, let me tell you. Okay, so when I hear this foolishness and people are still not awake, the destruction of 9/11 is small compared to what's coming because the people are still passive. And they don't have just a low IQ. They get a zero curiosity index. Or they got a negative one, literally I call negative curiosity index, where they actually get angry that you raise issues that they don't want to think about.
Well, it's a frightening thing. Tell people this and that is wrong. That gives them the responsibility to do something about it.
Well, I see them all sitting around the cozy couch there, you know, Fox and Friends, all, you know, Christians and everybody remonstrating about the poor. I still take care of firefighters and fire chiefs in New York City. I'm their doctor. Still today, the survivors, and many of the people I've tried to treat, some of them have died already. So if you think that I'm not involved in the fight, you're a fool. And if you want to argue with me, it's going to be painful and deadly.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I think the younger people are getting more and more jaded by what's happening. They actually can see through the facade. In fact, the Democrats and the leftist globalists, and in fact people within our agencies like Peter Strzok, who makes a facial appearance that validates the idea of possession. When you look at this man's facial expression with his eyes rolled back in his head and his brow furrowed and his mouth open like he's a snake about to bite, you realize I would like to know the specific list of the legion of demons inside this man's soul, because he's obviously malignantly evil. That's not just a human evil. This is transcendent, isn't it?
Oh, I agree.
And I want people to understand, unless you look at the spiritual side of this, and we have an anti-intellectual higher education now across America, we should defund all these so-called institutions that are getting federal money to train our children not to think, and if you do think, you're going to get low grades or not even pass the course.
No, they're just teaching them what to think in terms of who do you goose-step for, who do you salute. And it's interesting because people increasingly are now, in fact, even some of the big companies you're talking about, like Facebook, are willing to hire people who never got a college degree suddenly. They're looking at the products of our higher education and realizing they're not all that high. I mean, they're basically just compromised.
I remember when students
on campus would rebel against the order. Now they just genuflect to whatever leftist teachers tells them to bow down.
I have a new term for it. You might like this because it's usual legal sarcasm. I call it maggot university. Now, if you ever have visited maggots and they're eating dead flesh, the lower order maggots defecate and the higher order maggots eat their defecation. And that's what we have right now, maggot university, where the intellectual defecation of the professors is eaten by their students.
Is that anything like the trickle-down theory of education?
Yeah, it's a trickle-down theory of maggot university, I call it. Do you like that?
It's very apt.
Yeah, yeah. The intellectual defecation is now eaten by the students, and when they defecate, the professors pass them and said, yes, your stool looks just like mine, therefore you pass this course.
Yes, and of course it looks just like his because you've spent a semester eating his. But if you look at universities like MISLU or like Evergreen College, Evergreen College has been reduced to 200 total students now because everyone realizes that to work and pay money to get a degree from there is basically suicide. Nobody in his right mind is going to hire you, for heaven's sake, because you're at a radical university and you've simply learned radicalism. An employer would look at you and say, you will be nothing but a troublemaker and an incompetent.
Yeah, and of course the only people who go to that place are probably rich kids that are spoiled by their parents who could care less of whether their child becomes intellectually damaged, becomes basically incapable of integrating into real society.
But now that we realize that you can get a perfectly good education from other sources, you don't really need to depend on a college anymore. In fact, we have a society where the Democrats in particular are dedicated to shutting down freedom of speech and freedom of thought at these campuses.
The reason why this is happening is because of three things. The first thing is education can be online now. And it's my feeling, I've got a course called Med Challenger that I purchased the Life membership years ago. And one of my younger son wants to do the MCAS in January. The other son is studying alternative medicine, my oldest son. And they can have access to every medical specialty and then download it and study it and never have to do a day in medical school. And actually, if they wanted to, they could probably run and pass the boards if they'd stay for a year or two. So the fact is that if we have medics that are already putting in chest tubes and surgery in the field and in an operation in the field of two or three tours of duty, and they can actually manage to spend 1,000 or 2,000 hours of study at home or in the battlefield online and master the data, all they have to do is show the surgical skills and voila, they're a surgeon. And to me, this can apply to anything, whether you're a plumber or an electrician or working on cable television. Once you master the database, you just have to show the physical skills that you know what to do. And believe me, any trained ape or monkey can be learning these skill sets. It doesn't take a genius to do a surgical procedure. Like when I went to medical school, I was seeing two patients a day when I went to the Vancouver General, and they amped me up after the first month. I was seeing 240 a day. 240. I was putting in 45 blood gases, pronouncing dead almost 40 people per day, doing surgical procedures in the emergency department and preparing people in the operating room, and pronouncing dead up to 40 people a day. Okay? So when you say it takes a genius, no, it doesn't. It takes a monkey to learn surgical skills, but it does take some brains to actually master medicine, which unfortunately training is deficient in. Intermediate metabolism, genetics, quantum biophysics and infectious disease, and living pathology called functional medicine. Most doctors are completely ignorant and, therefore, completely useless on fixing you before you have a catastrophic illness that'll kill you.
Now, we do have the potential to move, as you say, rightly, to something far better. This is what Craig Smith and I, by the way, write about in our current book, Money, Morality, and the Machine.
Right.
The good news is you can either give $20 to get it to Jeff Bezos and Amazon, or you can get it absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny just by calling. And then we're in the holiday season now. You want to be getting stocking stuffers. So here's a one great one to get. It is absolutely free. 800-630-1492 is the toll-free number to call to get it. 800-630-1492. 1492. Why do we do this? Because Craig, whom you see every week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business, and I are just trying to save the world for our grandchildren, save the world for the future, hoping that there's going to be a civilized place yet to live, and it will not be taken over by the globalists.
Well, one good sign that I see, and I don't necessarily say their IQ is higher, or I think it's a little bit lower, to be honest with you, younger people, because they're not being in a proper education. But
that's a matter of measurement. It's about 4 points lower.
Exactly. But here's what's going on. I believe that there's a number of points that tell me they're actually getting more curious, and their BSO-meter of news, they're actually walking away from social media.
It tells me
that the young people are actually more curious. They may not have as measurably high an IQ as they 10 or 20 or 30 years ago, but their curiosity index is rising, and they want to have more autonomy because they see the lies, and they know that the lies are not even properly shaded to make it look believable. And their BSO-meter is so high, they're walking away from Facebook and Twitter and so on. That's why these big agencies, especially their behavior the last few months, not just the right, the left are getting sick and tired of the fact that they're constantly being counted upon, just like this one from Google when Tucker Carlson was there, and she was actually manipulating so-called Hispanic folk and called Voto Latino, trying to manipulate people to vote a specific way for the Hildebeest, Hillary Rodham Clinton. And what people need to understand is people don't like to be manipulated, and the young people, I think, actually have a very good, what they call, BSO-meter. They really are starting to realize, I do not like to be manipulated and controlled. I do not like a bit in my intellectual mind like a horse. I don't want to be steered this way or that way by big tech companies. And I don't want to be in Facebook or Twitter that has omniscience of everything I knew, whatever. And even know my GPS coordinates down to a cubic meter. That's what's going on here, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely. And of course, people simply want to have a reasonable degree of freedom, hope, and opportunity. And they're finding that for example, African Americans and blacks are both now starting to turn against the Democratic Party. I mean, the Democrats have based themselves on the minority vote. They need 95% of the black vote, for example, to win reliably. And now they're only getting about 85% of the black vote, and that number is falling.
And I think it's going to be falling. I think it's going to fall more this midterm. I think this midterm is a final, what they call the 9-inch silver nail into the coffin of Democ Dracula, the Democratic Dracula. And that 9-inch nail is going to go through his heart, and finally this everlasting vampire of the Democrats is going to die. And you're going to see, they'll have to either form a completely different party that wants to serve the people rather than control the people. Because that's what it is. These are control freaks. That's why when you see Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders Claus and these other uber leftists, they're not there to provide cheap and expensive and novel health care that'll help people get a better life. No. They want to control people. Just like this Dr. Richard Pan here in California wants to force vaccinations. He's not interested in actually reducing the disease rate or the death rate. He just wants to be a control freak.
Yep. And people are waking up to the fact. They can look at the situation and they can say, Donald Trump may not be my cup of tea as a style. I don't like what he says, but by God, he produces results. And that's more than Democrats have done.
Yeah, we need to steer Trump. We need to have you on the Samuel Council, because Trump, it doesn't have good advisors around him, and he's making screw-ups. But he's so much better than the Democrats. If I just contributed again financially yesterday a large amount toward the Republican National Committee and all the Republicans, not just Trump. If we don't get Republicans voting and out in this midterm election, I'm not going to say God help us, because he already has. He'll just say, judgment is yours, my people, for you have deserved it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world. and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871.